Our next presentation will be by Haiying Tao from University of Connecticut, presenting predicting probability of corn response to nitrogen rates using Bayesian hierarchical model. On-farm strip trials is a very useful tool in nitrogen management, but using on-farm strip trials is also very challenging. One of the biggest challenges is the lack of robust statistical analysis on dealing with this kind of data. So the main challenge with statistical analysis for the data from on-farm strip trials is because with on-farm strip trials, because they are mainly done in the farm fields and the conditions are less controlled. And another problem is that with on-farm strip trials, those trials are mainly done on a large scale. Sometimes there are a few acres and sometimes even more than a few, much more than a few acres. And that large scale inevitably would introduce spatial variabilities within a field. And above that, a lot of times we are doing more than one just strip trials. We do multiple strip trials in multiple locations. That will add spatial variabilities between fields, among the fields. And then above that, sometimes we have on-farm strip trials in different states, in different regions, and that will add up even a higher level of variabilities to our data. So the objective of today's talk is to share a statistical analysis that can effectively deal with this kind of the data from on-farm strip trials. And the statistical method is hierarchical model and Bayesian statistics. So we have been doing on-farm strip trials since 2008, and I just want to share 3 years data from 2010, 12, and 2013. So in those 3 years, we did about 160 strip trials in three different states, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. So majority of those on-farm trials were done in Ohio and Maumee region. So what we had was we had four treatments from 100 to 250 pounds of nitrogen per acre at 50 pounds nitrogen per acre increment, and we had three replications. And those treatments are completely randomized within a field. As you can see in here, different colors represent different rates. So before we talk about hierarchical model and Bayesian analysis, let's take a look at a statistic about the data that we have. So I summarized about 120 strip trials in the Maumee region. So I'm just going to share only, remember we have four reads, but because of the time that we have, I'm going to only share the results that we have for two reads, 100 and 150. So these two graphs are yield change. We're looking at the yield change and net return to nitrogen to this 50 pounds of nitrogen from like when we change nitrogen rate from 100 to 150 pounds per acre. So as you can see that when we change, increase the nitrogen rate from 100 to 150 pounds per acre of nitrogen, and you can see that majority, more than 80% of fields had positive yield response. And when we look at the net return to this 50 pounds of nitrogen, you can see still more than 60% of fields had positive net return to this 50 pounds of nitrogen. And that is not the most important thing in here. The most important thing in here for us is that there is a great variability in terms of yield response and net return to nitrogen to this 50 pounds per acre of nitrogen. So, you know, the response, the yield response could be anywhere from 0 to 40, 50, even 60 bushel per acre of grain for that 50 pounds of nitrogen. And the net return could be from, you know, negative all the way to a few hundred, 200, even $300 per acre. So we have to ask ourselves, if I have one field, I have a field, and where is my field is going to be? Is it going to be in here, having very low response, or is it going to be somewhere here? We just don't know. And how do we know? Is there a possibility that we know exactly where that field is going to be? So my answer is I think it's going to be very difficult to predict exactly where that field is going to be, but at least we can approximately tell you that where it may be. So how do we do that? So we can do that. The way we do that is, first we need to ask where those variabilities is from. What are the factors that are contributing to these variabilities, the large variabilities? So what we did, we look at variabilities from different levels. The first level is the variabilities within a field. So what we did, we have so yield monitor data for we get one yield data for every 4 or 5 meters, and then we aggregate those yield data into 25 meter of quadrants, and looking at the yield differences between two different reads. And then we overlay the soil map data into the yield data so that we get within field variabilities as far as like soil organic matter, soil drainage, soil tap, and those are within field variabilities. And we also collect the factors that could contribute to variabilities among the fields, for example, mainly nitrogen management practices, for example, the time of nitrogen application, a form of nitrogen applied, tillage and crop rotation, and above that, we also collected some regional factors, for example, rainfall. And the rainfall we collected is like 4 by 4 kilometer in resolution. And then we put all those factors at different levels together, and then we fitted these hierarchical models. So the hierarchical model was developed by Peter Kavariga and some other statisticians in Iowa. And this method is published by Peter Kavariga in Agronomy Journal. So in 2000, so this is the average rainfall data from March to August, and so this is the 30-year normal. And as you can see that in 2002, we had a dry spring. So the spring rainfall from March, April, May, we had only like 6 inches of rainfall in 2012. And compared to 2010 and 2013, we had really higher spring rainfall compared to 30-year normal. So now let's take a look at the result from the hierarchical model and basin analysis. So with the basin analysis, one of the output we can get is the predictive probability. So we're looking at here the predictive probabilities of change in yield as a result of increasing nitrogen from 100 to 150 pounds of nitrogen per acre. Okay, so if we look at the different years, so this one, the economic threshold is calculated, is actually a break-even point when we look at the cost of 50 pounds of nitrogen versus the return from the yield increase. So that is the break-even point. Break-even point in here, we use like 5 bushel per acre of corn. Okay, and then so if you look at different years, and then the 2010 and 2013, we had a much higher probability to have profitable yield response, and that probability is about 75%. So, but in 2012, we had a less probability of having profitable yield response. So then we look a little deeper to see what was going on, why 2012 was different from 2010 and 2013. I remember the rainfall that we looked at before. In 2012 had a relatively dry spring. So now we categorize the spring rainfall into two categories. One category is lower than normal rainfall, which was 10 inches. And then one category is higher than the normal rainfall, which is greater than 10 inches. So, and then if you look at this graph, and you will see that the probability of having a profitable yield increase to that 50 pounds of nitrogen is much higher if we had a higher rainfall, early spring rainfall, compared to if we had a dry year. So now we take a look at the rotation, how rotation affect the yield response to this 50 pounds of nitrogen. Looking at the 2010 data, and the majority of our trials are corn after corn and corn after soybean. So if you compare corn after corn and corn after soybean, you will see that corn after soybean had a much higher probability to get a profitable yield response in 2010 compared to corn after corn. And we got very similar results in 2013. But in 2012, we got a different result. So the response, the probability of response to this 50 pounds of nitrogen flipped around in between these two crop rotations. So, and why is that? So I don't have a reasonable explanation yet, because those trials we have, this analysis is based on only 160 trials in here, and we have a lot of factors that are involved in here. I think that 160 trials are just not enough yet for us to get a comfortable explanation to that. And now, but we can look a little closer to see what was going on within a rotation. So if take a look at corn and soybean rotation, and let's see what is going on between if we had a wet spring or if we had a drier spring. And we can see that within the corn soybean, the corn after soybean rotation, so when we have a relatively wet year compared to normal, then we would have a large probability to have a profitable yield response, and that probability could be more than 70%. And then when we have a relatively dry year, and of course we have a much smaller probability to have a profitable yield response to that 50 pounds nitrogen per acre. So what we were looking at were just the risk from 100 to 150 pounds per acre. So, and that's why, I mean, you see large probabilities in yield response. So, of course, we have another two risks. We just don't have time to look at the some of the preliminary results that we have. But in summary, that I think the hierarchical model and Bayesian analysis is a very useful tool to analyze the data, the on-farm strip trials data, because those on-farm strip trials data have variabilities at different levels. And this kind of model is very useful to deal with this kind of data that has multiple sources of variabilities. And we can use this kind of data to answer, use this kind of analysis to answer, what if kind of questions, like if I have this field, this specific field that that in this kind of year, and we have this kind of management practices for corn, for nitrogen, and what is the probability for my field to have positive yield response to my change in nitrogen management.